Kreishim Sechta Menachas Daf Mem Tes. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph on the top line. Tana Rava Bar Chana Kamei De Rav Kivsei Atzeres on Shavuos. I was been speaking so extensively in our Shurim. They have to bring two Kivsei Atzeres, two Kvasim L'shachtem Hashem Eila. And at the time that the person brought the Kivsei Atzeres, he said that which are carbon shlamim, he said he's bringing them to be the Eile Atzeres, which are carbon oila. So it's considered a situation of Shloi L'shma, because he shechted a shlamim l'shem oila. And since he shechted a shlamim l'shem oila, says the Gemara, k'sherim, it's still kosher. However, we could eat this carbon. However, Allah Baal Mashem Chayva, the owner does not get, the tzibur does not get credit. In other words, as we've been learning, they have to bring kivtzei atzeres and shvus. It will not be considered as if they brought kivtzei atzeres and shvus, and they have to bring new kabonis. Amalei, to which Rav, says the Gemara, said to Rabbi Chana, no, olu. It's my opinion that the completely fulfilled their obligation, and it's considered as if they brought kivtzei atzeres. Amar of Chizda, to which of Chizda comments, Mestabrim Milsa the Rav, it makes sense to accept what Rav said, besover that the person who was shechting these kabanas thought they're elim, v'shachtem l'shem kvasim, and he said explicitly that he's bringing them for kvasim. So let's think about what happened over here. The animals are actually kvasim. And not only are the animals actually kvasim, when he brought them, the shum kvasim nishritu, he had a mind that should be for kvasim. So even though in his mind he thought they were elim, that's something he thought in his mind. So even though he thought they were Elim, as far as the avoider that he did everything proper. The carbon is, the animals were kvasim, and he said he's doing kvasim. But were to be the situation where he thought that these animals are Elim, and he said that he's shechting them l'shem Elim, l'Elim, then the halacha is that he won't get credit, even though they were actually kvasim, because since he said that he's bringing it l'shem elim, so it makes it a shloi l'shma. And even though this was based on incorrect information, says the Gemara, akir b'tas have akira. Even though it was done by mistake, he had in mind the wrong carbon by mistake, it doesn't change that it was the wrong carbon, and therefore, it's not considered a kosher carbon. Says the Rav Rabba Amma, Rabba disagrees, and Rabba's opinion is that akir b'tos lo have akira. When somebody makes such a mistake, and it was based on improper mistake, that's not considered a mistake. So when we speak about a mistake, there are various types of mistakes. You could have a mistake that he thought it's one type of animal and it's a different type of animal. Another type of animal mistake that we had, we spoke about this extensively when we learned Masechta Zvachim, is that you could have a mistake of a Shinui Kodesh. You thought it was one type of carbon and it ended up being a different type of carbon. That's also a mistake that we've discussed in our shurim. And then the third type of mistake is shinui bailim, where you thought you were bringing it for one owner, and you thought it was Ruvain, but it's really Shimon. It says the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Likutei Halachos that the same question that we're having here, the machlokes that we're having here, if a shinui b'tos is a kira or not, would apply in that case as well. However, the oil is shloima, and so is the opinion of Rabbi Le Malin. He says that by shinui balim, everybody will agree that that's not considered a mistake, that would disqualify. Amar Rabba, to which Rabba said, and Rabin says that even though I just gave this opinion, there's a question that could be asked in my opinion. It says in the Mishnah Masech Gittin, HaKahana Shepiglu B'Migdash, as we learned so many times, that a Kohen can make a carbon pigle, if he had a Machshavish Chutzlos Manoi, to bring the carbon past the proper time, the halacha is the carbon becomes pigle. And the halacha is, so now by making the carbon pigle, of course, he caused the owner a very significant loss. So does he have to pay the owner for the loss that he caused him? So the halacha is as follows. Mezidin, if they did so, b'mezid chayovim, they're going to have to pay. Shogigin, if they did it, b'shogig the potter. But tanelo, and the Brisa says that even though they did a b'shogig, and we're learning now that if they did a b'shogig, they won't be responsible for payment, but still pigul and pigul. It's still, the carbon will be pigul. And the Gemara analyzes hechidam exactly what does this Brisa mean to say. Ilaim the yodah dechatasi, if we're speaking about a case where the Kohen knew that the carbon that he's bringing is a carbon chattis, with the halacha of the carbon chattis is nechel yoyim v'layla for one day and one night. The carbon chashabo l'shem shlomim, and he thought that it's a shlomim, and that gets to be eaten for two days and one night. Says the Gemara, that's not high shagigin. Would that be considered a case of shagigin mazidinhu? They knew that it's not a carbon shlomim. El lav. What must be the case? The kasavish shlomhu, he thought it's a kama shlomim, the kama chashu shlomim, and he had that machshava as well. And it's really a mistake because it's really a kama chattis. And tani, and what does this brisa teach us? That the karma becomes pigel. Alma, isn't this clearly an indication that kir b'tos havi akira, that even though it was all based on a mistake, it's still considered something that the halacha validates? Says tomorrow, that's not the case. He knew that this carbon is a carbon chattis, but he had a mind that it's a shlomim. The halach is, what's the case over here? But he thought that what he's doing, is halachically permissible, when of course it's not halachically permissible. So Agamar has been speaking about somebody who made a kohen who made a carbon pigle, will he be held responsible? So really, this question is connected to a Gemara that we learned from Masechta Baba Kamma. What is the halacha by Hezek Shena Nikar, where somebody causes somebody else damage, but it's not noticeable damage? So if you hold that Hezek Shena Nikar Shema Hezek, that even though it's not identifiable, it's still considered Hezek, we're going to have to explain the reason why our Gemara says you're potter by Shogig. If it's a hezek and you're always responsible, other mood loylam, why should it be part of a shagig? But they tikkun oylam. Chazal didn't want to make the kohanim responsible when they did something shagig. On the other hand, if we hold hezek she'ena nikar lo shmei hezek, so really the kohen shouldn't be held responsible because it was a hezek she'ena nikar. Why are they held responsible? Because we wanted them to, they should be paying attention, making sure that the carbon doesn't become pigle. And if they didn't properly pay attention that they didn't make that the carbon is pigle, that's why they're going to be held responsible. The Briskarov says that why don't we say over here kimle b'dramne, because they were also over the lav of lo yichashiv, which carries with it malchus for having machshava that was not supposed to be had. So says the Brisker Rav, that even though he's over the lav, but it's a lav shame by Maisa. And since it's a lav shame by Maisa, that's when your chayiv, that's when we could say your chayiv Malkus and we'll say kim lebe the rabbinay. Another test the Brisker Rav says that different types of machshavas that we've been learning that disqualify. And he says that by machshava of shloi l'shmo, you're not over the Slav, and therefore there wouldn't be any Kimmelab Rabbani. But then the Chassam Sofer and the Shalz Jews Beis Yitzchak ask a question. We've been learning that a Kohen, when he does the Avodah, is allowed to wear the Avnate, which is Shatnas, because that's part of doing the Avodah. But here he wasn't doing the avoda. He did pigel. Pigel is certainly not considered doing the avoda. And the question is, why don't we say kimle b'rabbanei? Because we're going to get malchus for wearing shatnas. So Chasam Sofer answers, the amount of time to have the machshavas pigel is just 1 second. And that's not enough time to be over the Issa Malchus, because there's a shatness. You're only over the Issa shatness if you wore the shatness long enough to put on the garment and take it off. Just wearing it for a very short amount of time is not mechayiv you Malchus for Klayim. The Reb Chaim has a very interesting teretz. Reb Chaim says that as we've been learning in our shiurim, in order for a carbon to be pigel means you have to do everything right. What is included in that rule that you have to do everything right, says Reb Chaim Brisker? Included means that it is considered you did avoida. It's just you did an avoida that's pigel. And since you did an avoida that's pigel, that's why the halacha will be that you chayiv. Some Rishonim suggest that why is this called the act of mazik? It's not a direct act of mazik. And really, that's connected to what we've discussed many times. How does something become pigel? Is a pigel only with a machshava, or by having to speak it out? So if we say that in order for a carbon to become pigel, you have to speak it out, so it's certainly a maisa. But if it's not just, if a machshava alone is enough to make a pigel, why is this considered an act of mazik? Those Rishonim, it seems, I think, will have to learn that, indeed, as far as Hilchus, traditional Hilchus Mazik is concerned, they maybe shouldn't be Chayiv. The reason they're Chayiv is because, they should have not done this. And it's a special Takanas Chazal that somebody who does something like this is going to be Chayiv. Ask the Gemara another question on the opinion of Rava. Masiv Rav Zera asks the Rav Zera, the Brisa teaches us, Rav Shimon Oymer Kala Mincha Shnuk Mitzvah Shloi Lishmon, a Kavim Mincha that the Kemitzah was done Shloi Lishmon, Sheris, a Kosher, Volo Baal Mashem Chayva, you don't have to bring another carbon. Shein HaMenachas, Daim L'Zvachim. They're not like a carbon, which a regular carbon, which we've learned so many times, that if a regular carbon is bought Shloi Lishmon, even if the carbon is carbon kosher, la'olu l'balam shem chayva, here it's completely kosher. Why? So as we learned, because hakaimetz machvas l'shem macheshes, as we learned at the beginning of Masechta, there are different types of carbon mincha. Macheshes is frying in what we would call deep frying. And machvas is in a flat frying pan. So if somebody did the kmitz on a carbon which is made in a machlas, in a flat frying pan, l'shum, and he said he's doing marcheshes. So what he's doing, maseh mechichan leh, shemachlas, it's obvious that what he's doing, it's obvious that his statement is a meaningless statement. Or, as we've learned many times, if somebody is chayv to bring a carbon, oil of a yoyrid, which is certain averis depending on your financial situation, if you really can't afford, you bring a karma mincha. Or a site to bring the karma mincha. So even though, as we learned and will continue learning, when you normally bring a karma mincha, there's oil mixed with these in the mincha, bila. By these minchas, the minchas chayta, there is no oil. So it's called the mincha chareva, a dry mincha. And you had in mind belula. So again, it's a meaningless machshava, because obviously she craved that there's no oil. But this concept that we just learned are not applicable by all kabbanis. Shchita achs l'kulin, you do the same shchita by all kabbanis. Kabbalah achs l'kulin, you do the same kabbalah by all kabbanis. And zrika achs l'kulin, therefore there's no maser mechichin. Even though the Rishonim point out, there is maser mechichin even by kabbanis. Because as we learned in Masechet Zvachim, not all kabbanis have the same type of zrikas adam. So shouldn't that create maser mechichim? Answer the Rishonim, as we learned in Masechet Zvachim and in Masechet Menachos, the halacha is that if you just did matana achas, you just did one application, it's acceptable. So therefore, it's enough to say that it's not masa mechichim. So says the Gemara in drilling down, hechidami, exactly what is what this price is speaking about. Ilam the yada the machasi, if the person was aware that this is a mechas machmas, the kakamas l'shem machashus, and he did it anyway l'shem machashus. So the question is, kamasa mechichim ahava, what's the difference that it's obvious what he's doing is meaningless? Even though he brought a michas machvas by saying deliberately that it's using it as a macheshes, so then it's not, that's considered shaloi lishma. Elalav, what must be the case? The kitsover macheshesi, that even he thought it's a macheshes, the kakamas leila macheshes, and he's taking it off the kmitza, assuming that's macheshes, and he made a mistake because it's really machas. The hachu who, this is where we adapt the concept of Maseh Mechichan La. What do we see from here? Ha'oma, Ha'ba'alma, where we wouldn't have this concept of Maseh Mechichan La. We would say, only because here it's Maseh Mechichan La, do we not disqualify the carbon. Other places are Kir B'tos, when even though he made a mistake, have Akira, and it's going to be making it into Lo Lishma. So how do Rava say that Akir B'tos Lo have Akira? To which answers the Gemara, Amalei Abaya La'olam the Yada the Machasi. The Kain was aware that this is a Michas Machas. Kakamalei L'shem Macheshes. Or the Karmet Kimasel Chichala Mahava. What's the difference that he knows what he's doing? It's still, since he did it deliberately, it should be considered Shloi L'shma. Answers the Gemara, Rabba L'tamei. Dama Rava Machshavet L'oi Minkara. When it's not noticeable, where what you're doing is meaningless, that's what the Torah said is considered a problem. Pasul Rachmana. However, Machshavah D'Minkara, when what you're doing is obviously wrong, like Pasul Rachmana, the Torah didn't disqualify. And therefore, the Machshavah Shloi Lishma does not pasul by Karban Mincha, even if you did it deliberately. And the reason why, when it's obvious what you're doing is meaningless, the machshava doesn't make a difference, because, says Rabbi Aryeh Leib, a number of explanations. One explanation it gives is that when it's maseh machichim, it's a raya that is machshava, any other machshava is a meaningless machshava. Another explanation is that there's a new rule, and that is that maseh machichim overrides any machshava. That's the power of maseh machichim. Says the Mishnah, Hatamidim, the every day we know that they brought two carbon tumbins, a kevas in the morning, a kevas in the afternoon, ben abayim. The halacha is emeka akven musafim. The halacha is that if it's a day that you bring a carbon musaf, this doesn't prevent, if you brought the musaf before the tumbin, it's, they're both fine. V'lai musaf akven as a tamidim. If you brought the tumbin sheben abayim, which is supposed to be the last carbon of the day, before you, and then you brought the carbon musaf, the halacha is that it's acceptable. Even though, of course, the halacha is, the lechatchila, the right way of doing it, is that the first carbon every morning should be the carbon tamid shel shachar, and the last carbon of every day should be the carbon tamid shel ben abayim. But still, the halacha is that it's acceptable. V'loi ha-musafim, makvazazah. If you brought a number of carbon musaf, if there are carbon musaf that have to be brought, a good example would be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So you have to bring because of Shabbos, you have to bring because of Rosh Chodesh. One doesn't affect the kashrus of the other. Similarly, we learned in Daf Mem Dalet in the Mishnah that Parm Eilim V'Kvasim Einam Akvim Ze. However, one place where it is Ma'akif, as we learned in that sugya, is the Musvei of Sukkos. There the Torah says, K'mishpatam, the halacha is that you have to bring all the Musafim. When we speak about the Musafim, Nam Akim Zezeh, there are two applications. One application is that if you have to bring a number of animals as a carbon, same type of animal as a carbon Musaf, Eim Akim Zezeh, the halacha will be that if you only brought some, not all, it's fine. That's one pshat. And the other pshat is, if you have to bring different types of animals, every animal that you have to bring, the kashrus of bringing that animal doesn't affect the kashrus of the other animal. The Rama uses this gemara to teach us The Ramah teaches us in Halacha, Siman Reish Pei Vav Sif Aleph, that on a day where there's Musaf, if somebody daven Musaf before Shachris, the Halacha is that he's Yoytzah Tefillah, Musaf and Shachris, that the Halacha and the Gra says there in Sif Katan Hay, the basis for the Ramah's Psak is actually, the basis for the Gra's Pshat is our Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, Loi krivu kevis b'boiker. If they did not bring the tamid shel shachar, still yakrivu ben habayim, they should bring the tamid shel ben habayim. Amram Shimon, to which Rav Shimon says, Emesai, when is the halacha that the kohanim who did not bring the tamid shel shachar could still bring the tamid shel ben habayim? Bizman shayenusim or shayigim. If there was something that would happen beyond their control, or they were shagigin and they thought that the carbon was already brought when it wasn't. Avalam hayu mezidim, if they deliberately did not bring the tamid shel shachar, like krivu kevish babayker, like krivu ben abayim, they should not bring the carbon ben abayim. So the one pshat, the Karen Oira says that we know that before every carbon is brought, they did a goyrel, who will have the privilege to bring that carbon? The Kohanim, who deliberately did not bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, cannot be included in that new Goyrel for the afternoon. That's the Pshat that the current Oira suggests. The Pshat that the Brisker Rav suggests is not just those Kohanim who were involved in not doing it properly, but says the current Oira, says the Brisker Rav, that entire base Av, of that week's mishmar is excluded. The pasuk says as a keves hechad in parshas Pinchas. Another place it says as a keves ho echad. Why in one place does it say the word echad and one place does it say ho echad? So explains the Brisker Rav that we just learned that the two carbon tamids and not ma'akav zezeh. And if you didn't bring the carbon shel tamid shel shachar, you could still bring the carbon tamid shel ben abayim. Says the Brisker Rav, that's until the base, only after the mizbeach, as we're going to learn, was neschanach, was already inaugurated. Before the mizbeach was inaugurated, then if you didn't bring the kevis in the morning, you can't bring it in the afternoon, because we're going to learn in our Mishnah, we can't inaugurate the mizbeach only by the tamid shel shachar. So that's why, in Parshat Tetzava, which is speaking about the chinuch of mizbeach, it says as a kevis ha'echad. The first one always has to be tamid shel shachar. But in Parshas Pinchas, which doesn't speak about the first day, it speaks about all these days that we bring Karmat Tamid Shel Shachar, Daloch and Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, as a Kev Sechar. If you didn't do the morning, then you could bring it in the afternoon. So I saw that the Sefer, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, in the Sefer Tamim Mesoiris HaMikra, explains that the gematria of the word Ho'echad is 18. 18 means that there were 9 Kohanim involved in the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar, and there were 9 Kohanim involved in the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim. So if this is a day, the first day of bringing the Karban Tamid, we need to have both. You can't just do the afternoon without the morning. So it's Echad, you have to have 18 Kohanim. In Parshas Pinchas, which is not speaking about that day, so then it doesn't have to have a ho'echad, that gematria of 18. Loyik tiruk tairis b'boiker, we know that every morning, every day they brought a mana of tairis that was put on the mizbeach ha'pnimi, mizbeach ha'zov, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Says the Mishnah, loyik tiruk tairis b'boiker, if they didn't do it in the morning, yaktir ben abayim, then they should do ben abayim. They do the second half in the afternoon. Amr Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon, no. Hakula is a krev ben abayim. If you skip the morning k'tiris, that and now you're going to be doing the afternoon k'tiris, you don't just do the afternoon portion, you bring all of it. Says, so the Mefarshim explain, Taisus explain, why is the k'tiris different than the carbon tamid? He says, the two carbon tamids, explains Taisus, are two separate mitzvahs. And if you miss the morning, the afternoon can't make up for the morning. It's a different mitzvah. Whereas the Ketores is one mitzvah, but it should be divided half in the morning and half in the afternoon. So if for some reason you didn't bring the morning, you'll bring everything in the afternoon. In fact, the Karen Iris says that that's the machlok between Rav Shimon and Tanna Kamma. Rav Shimon holds that the two Ketores are one mitzvah, whereas the Tanna Kamma holds the two separate mitzvahs. And if I miss the morning, I can't make it up in the afternoon. Shem Chacham continues the Mishnah. Shem Chacham Mizbeach Azov, Ela B'Ketores Asamim. We could only use the Mizbeach Azov the first time for the Ketores Asamim that are brought in the afternoon. And therefore, the Halach is that day when they started, they brought the whole thing in the afternoon. Similarly, every time when they're going to only bring Ketores Ben Abayim, they bring the whole mana. Continues Rav Shim to tell us, V'loi Mizbeach HaOilah, the first carbon that's brought in the Mizbeach HaOilah at the Mizbeach HaChitzin is Tamid Shel Shachar. V'loi Yisrael Shulchan, the first time Lechem Aponim are put on the Shulchan is Lechem Aponim U'B'Shabbos. V'loi Menorah, the first time the Menorah is lit is Shivat Nerasah, lighting all seven candles, Ben Abayim, and that too has to be done Ben Abayim. And if it's not done that way, it's not kosher. The Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, who could do that Lokas Aneris? Rambam's opinion is that a Zor could do that Lokas Aneris, and the Ravid holds a Chetchila, it should be a Koyin. Say the Achroinim that the Halokas Aneris that are done, that our Mishnah just discussed, the first time, everybody agrees that the first time the Menorah was lit, it had to be lit by a kohen. The question that I saw the Shas Tshuvas Yosef Oimus discusses, what happens if Mashiach will come on Erev Pesach after Chatzos? And we bring the Karban Pesach after the bringing the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. Will we be able to bring the Karban Talmud Pesach because we haven't brought the Karban Talmud Shel Shachar? And therefore, the question is, where will we be able to do it or not? And he says, because it's ready the afternoon, and we just learned that it could only be inaugurated in the morning when they're going to be building the new Mizbeach, and this will be too late. Says the Yosemite, since bringing Karban Pesach is, since the bringing Karban Pesach is a mitzvah that has with it a Chiv Karis, it will override the halacha that we always inaugurate the Mizbeach with a Tamid Shel Shachar. The Chaznish has a discussion, what will be the halacha if the Mizbeach gets disrepaired? We spoke about that one of the corners of the Mizbeach got ruined, and now they fixed it. The question that he discusses is, what will be the halacha? Do we have to bring a Tamid Shachar and inaugurate it that way? Or does the inauguration mean when we're building a new Mizbeach? Just fixing it is not considered an inauguration. And he suggests that just fixing the Mizbeach is not considered an act of inauguration. Rav Nachum Zemba speaks about this halacha as well. And we know that in the Parsha Akedah, Yitzchak asks Avram Avinu, Hina Eish Ve'etzim V'ayah Soila La'oila. What did Yitzchak mean to say, Ayasel Oila? Why would Yitzchak feel that Avram Avinu needed to bring a carbon oila? So explains the Rav Nachum Zemba that here Yitzchak saw that Avram Avinu is building a Mizbeach. And since he's building a Mizbeach has to be inaugurated with a Tamid Shel Shachar with a carbon oila. And therefore Yitzchak asked Avram Avinu, where is the carbon oila? Where's the seh for the carbon oila that we have to use to inaugurate the Mizbeach? Bamnei Rav Chiya bar Oven bar Rav Chizda. Tziba she'elam, if the tziba does not have enough animals for tamidim and masofim, they don't have enough for both. Ezimem kaidim, which should be the first that you should bring? So analyze the Gemara Hechidami, exactly what is the case that we are speaking about. If we're talking about this is a day where we have Karban Tamid, and this is a day that we have a Karban Musaf. Says the Gemara, Pshita, the Tamidim Adifa. Says the Gemara, that's not a question. The Karban Tamid comes first. Davalei Tadur. The Karban Tamid is something that's brought every day. And Mekudosh, because the Karban Tamid has more Kedusha. Because, as we've learned many times, when you bring a carbon on a day that's yontif, every carbon, even it's a carbon that's brought on a regular day, has more kedusha. There's an effusion of kedusha in that carbon. Ella, t'midim d'lamachar, m'safin d'hidna. The case must be where you have an animal that could be used for carbon tamid tomorrow, and you have an animal that could be used for carbon musaf today. And now the question is, what should that animal be used for? To me, the Madifi, do we say it should be used for Karban Tamid, Shekein Tadir? Karban Tamid is brought on a different, on a daily basis. Or do we say, Dilma Musaf Madifi, Davalem Kodesh, because it's brought on Rosh Chodesh, on a Shabbos? There's a concept of Eima Virim Ala Mitzvahs. So right now I have a Chiv of bringing the Karban Musaf. Why am I thinking about tomorrow? From here we see, explain the Chacham Tzvi, that something which is Tadr overrides the rule something which is Tadr overrides the rule of Mekudosh, of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs. But whenever I learn this Gemara, the way I understand this Gemara is the way Rabbi Yosef Engels Zatzal in the Sefer Lech Taiv helps us understand this Gemara. Because the obvious question is, right now, I have a chiv to bring a carbon. Right now, I have a chiv to bring a carbon musaf. Why am I thinking about tomorrow's carbon tamid? Explains Rabbi Yosef Engel in addressing this Gemara that from here we see that if tomorrow I'm going to have to bring a carbon tamid, when does my chiv to bring a carbon tamid come? It doesn't come today, tomorrow. It comes today. That from today already, I have a chiv to do that carbon tamid. And this is going to answer another question. There's a famous machloikis, Ratvaz and Chacham Tzvi. If somebody, the way I always explain it, is unfortunately in prison, and he can have a one-day furlough, should he take the first opportunity, or should he wait for doing it at a better time? And the Ratvaz says, the loch of Eima Vir Mala Mitzvahs, that we should do it immediately. And the Chacham Tzvi is not quite certain. Isn't this a raya to that discussion? Because here we're learning that maybe you should wait for tomorrow. But the way we're explaining from Rabbi Yosef Engel, it's not that we have a chiv tomorrow and we have a chiv today. If we have a chiv today and we have a chiv tomorrow, it seems that everybody is going to be in agreement we should do today first. We should do what comes today, Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. But the way Rabbi Yosef Engel is explaining, we already have a chiv of carbon musaf today. And since we already have the chiv of the carbon musaf today, even though we're not going to actually bring it tomorrow, we have the chiv today. So now since we have both today, so now the Gemara has a very fair question, what should I do? Should I bring the Tamid? Should I bring the Musaf today or wait to bring the Tamid tomorrow? Interestingly enough, that even though the Ritvaz and the Chacham Tzvi begin with this Machloikis, do we say over here Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs or not? At the end, the Chacham Tzvi actually agrees to the opinion of the Ritvaz that the person in prison should take his first opportunity to do what he can because of the concept of Eim Avir Ma'ala Mitzvahs. Amalei, so Chizda says, Tanisu, it was learned. We learned that Amish, that Tamidim may makram some sofim, v'loim masofim makram some Tamidim, v'loim masofim makram se'ezeh. So let's learn that Mishnah. Hey, Chalodami, what exactly is the case of our Mishnah? Ilayim de Islay, if we're going to speak about a case that he has enough animals both for the Tamidim and the masofim, and we're learning that you could bring whichever one first, that can't be. Because the Brisa says, how do we know that no carbon should be brought before the Tamid Shel Shachar? Tamalayim, the Pasuk says, from here we learn to Oila, Oila Rishayna, that the Oila is always the first carbon. The Oila is always the first carbon that's brought on any day. And that's why I sort of say Filkuti Yehuda says that Avraham Avinu is called Ha'odam HaGodol Ba'anokim. He was the greatest person. Why? Because Avraham Avinu was the first person that was ready to be an Oila. He threw himself into the fire to be an Oila for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. El Pshita Delesle. We're speaking about a case that he doesn't have enough animals. Says the Gemara, Vidi Yoima, if we're talking about what Kabbana should he bring today, Tadim HaKadosh Adav. Of course he should bring the Karban Tavid first. Because it's tadr, it's brought every day, and it has more kedusha because it's a yontav digger or a Shabbos digger carbon. El laf, we're talking about the lemacher. The Mishnah speaking about where he has a choice: should I bring the tamid of tomorrow or the mus of today? And what did the Mishnah say? Hey, Maklan Zazay, you could do whatever you want. Alma ki adadi ninhu. They're equal. The Divri Yoyel says that. He has an interesting question. We know that the halacha is in Hilchas Chanukah that if somebody's lighting the Chanukah menorah by his door, he should light it on the left side. Because the Gemara says mezuzah b'yamin, the mezuzah will be on the right side, and the menorah will be on the left side. And the question is, why shouldn't he light the Chanukah candles also on the right side? We always know that we always should give more precedence to the right side. Explains the Divrei Yoyel that the menorah, if we're going to have the menorah and the mezuzah there, we're going to have a problem that he's going to write the Chanukah before the mezuzah. And you shouldn't have the Chanukah come before the mezuzah. The reason you shouldn't have the Chanukah candle before the mezuzah, he explains, is because the mezuzah is more tadur than the Chanukah candle. And because of that, deliberately was it put on the left side. We're speaking that he has both enough animals for the Tamid and for the Musaf. I with the Kokashloch, but then we ask the question that if that's the case, we know Shlei Dover Kaidim that there should be nothing before the Oila. Says the Gemara, that halacha that the Oila is always brought first as mitzvah ba'alma. It's only a mitzvah, it's only a mitzvah alma. It's not something that is absolutely required. Why, asked Tosfos, do we need a pasuk to learn ha'ila oila rishona that the carbon oil is brought first? It's more tadr. Doesn't tadr always come first? Says the Tosfos a number of turtzim. One teretz Tosfos suggests that maybe as far as the bringing of the carbon goes first, how do we know it's the first carbon that we burn, that we do aktara? That's what this pasuk teaches us. Another teretz Tosfos suggests is that there's another carbon that comes every day. We're going to be speaking about it soon. The carbon chavitim that are brought by the Kohen Gadol. So maybe they should come first. That's why we need to have a special pasuk to have that the carbon tamid shachar comes first. Another teretz that the Migdash David suggests is when we learn that the carbon tamid comes first, it means it has to come first. But let's say there's going to be another carbon we bring together with the tamid shachar, so that would be maybe acceptable. That's why we have to mention that this halacha that it comes along first. Tashma, the Mishnah, the Gemara now begins to discuss the halacha bikur, that we always have to examine the animals that were used for kabbanis. Tashma ein pach meshish tulam v'karim. We never have less than six animals that were examined. Belishkas katnoim kedei l'shabbos l'shnei dam yom rishona. We could have the only time in Eretz Yisrael they could have three consecutive days of yontav Shabbos and then 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So we need six animals for the 3 days of tamid. Heichidami. Says the Gemara, Ilema, this lay, if we're talking about that he has plenty of animals, so then on those days, it's not just enough to have six animals. To me, the Musaf and Tuvahava, there are many animals you're going to need for the, not just for the Tamidim, but for all the Kabbanis of Shabbos and Yontif. Elav de Leslay, what must be the case that we're speaking about? Where he doesn't have enough animals, And what we're learning there is when you don't have enough animals, what you should do is at least use the first six for the carbon tamid, because the carbon tamid always goes first. Says Marloi. That's not the case. Loy lam deslay, vakkamar. Ein pichs mashish tloim av vakkam balashk zotam, abba yom kana shkita. We always have to have animals there 4 days before we're actually going to extract them. Omani, whose opinion does this represent? Ben bagiki. The tanya ben bag magoymer. Lamayin latom chatom bika abba yom kana shkita. How do we know the tamid always needs 4 days of examination before the shkita? Tamid loymer. The pasuk says as kabanei lach melisha reich nechoychi tishmer lach levi madam lahalim by the kampes choymer v'hoy lechem mishmeres araba suyoyim. They took the animals on the 10th of Nisan and they brought it on Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. So just like malahalim, it was tom bika abiyomim afkan tom bika abiyomim kaim shchita. Even though asked the Moshe Zakenim was really 5 days. Yud yud aleph yibayz yud gimel yud aleph. They only took, they were told about this on Yud, but they only took the animals on Yud Aleph. There's an interesting machloikis, exactly what does Bika mean? Does Bika mean that every day you have to look at the animals, or that you check it the first day and just leave it there, and unless you have no reason to think that anything happened, you can leave it there and it'll be acceptable after 4 days. Another machloikus rishonim is if you brought an animal without doing biker, but when you brought the animal, you saw that it's a healthy animal. Is the biker ma'akiv? It's machloikus rishonim if it's ma'akiv or not. There's another interesting machloikus, the Shagas Ari discusses, would they magdish the animals first and then did biker, or did they do the biker and they were only magdish the animals, they were only magdish the animals when they ultimately were ready to bring them. Amma le'ravina le'ravashi, but hani sheva hava. If we think about these days, it's really 7 days. Why is it 7 days? Seven animals. You're doing this for Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So you have the animal on Erev Shabbos is one, and then 3 days is six more. Do'ekat safra the tlos of a Shabbos. You have another animal. You have an animal for after the 3 days for the next morning, the morning after Rosh Hashanah. Says Gemara Tamech. Now ask the Gemara, if this is the way you're going to think, Tamna Hava, we really should have eight. Why? Dikapani the Mal Shabbos. We need another animal for Erev Shabbos. Says Gemara, the animal for Erev Shabbos is not a big problem. Holokash of the lack of Kamar. We're speaking that you took these animals after you brought the animal on Friday afternoon. But ask the Gemara Mekamak M'Shiva Hava. As we just learned, you need three for the Shabbos and 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and then for the morning after Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, these numbers are not numbers that should be used to be the reason for Bika. El Tanaba Almakai. He's saying you have to have six animals. And what was meant when he used the words Kedei L'Shabbos V'Shnei Yom Tam Rosh Hashanah? It's only Simona Ba'alma, because in those 6 days, you need three, in those 3 days, you have six animals. It said Shabbos l'shnei yom tovim, that we have 3 days. It doesn't say Shabbos l'shnei yom tovim shroshana, without the word k'day. Shmaminon has nothing to do with that day. So our Gemara went through a back and forth. What is dalocha when you have only one animal? Should you use it for the musaf of today, or should you use it for the tamid tomorrow? And the Gemara didn't come up with an answer. And because of that, the Rambam, interestingly, paskins, when you have such a situation, everybody could decide what to do. They could try to use it for the musaf, or they could decide to use it for the tamid, for tomorrow morning's tamid. Chazal say that the carbon oil is mechaper of hira alev, and the Bi Halacha in Siman Aleph says that there are six mitzvahs that a person has to always be thinking about. Lahamim mitzvahs Hashem, believe that there's a Hashem, to not believe in any other god, to know Hashem is the only god, to love Hashem, to have yiras shemayim, and not to go after our machshavas, any wrong thoughts. Says the Sefer Alufi Yehuda, that's why we always have to have six animals prepared corresponding to those six mitzvahs. The Rav Dushinsky explains that they were told, to, as we learned in our Gemara, to prepare the Korban Pesach have Bikur on the Korban Pesach for 4 days. Why was it necessary to have that Bikur? He says what happened in Mitzrayim, in the Golos of Mitzrayim, was that Klal Yisrael did not have Menuchas HaNefesh. And in order to be able to bring a Korban properly, then you have to bring, you have to have Bikur, you have to work on yourself. That's the concept that they had then. And that's the concept whenever you bring a carbon, you have to have Bikur, you have to do what is, you have to prepare yourself to do the mitzvah properly. Another pshat that I saw is that, as we learned earlier in our shir, actually they should have just done Bikur once. Make sure the animals are not about mum, and then set it aside. What was the purpose of doing it for 4 days? So the Sefer Or Shraga explains, the purpose of this exercise, he says, was that a person, before he comes to bring a carbon, has to work himself up day by day by day. And since he has to constantly work himself up day by day till he reaches the right madrega, that's what the Bikur means. It's not something that a person could jump into a new madrega in Avodas Hashem without doing Bikur first. There's a very interesting discussion in the Sefer Machna Chaim. He asks a Shaila Laloch Lamaisa, where we have an individual only has enough wine, and there's a bris on Friday and morning, and if he uses the wine for benching, he won't have wine for Kiddush. Do we say that right now I have the Schiev? Or do we say we should have for Kiddush? So certainly according to what we discussed earlier, that the chiv of making Kiddush and Shabbos maybe is already there from Friday. So there certainly you should maybe put the wine away for Shabbos. But the Machna Chaim says, even if though we had, and we just quoted the Rambam, that we don't even have a clear psak, what is the halacha by in our Gemara? Here, the bris milah does not require wine. The minig, of course, says to make birchas hamazon on wine by bris milah, but it's not what's absolutely necessary. On the other hand, making kiddush Friday night is absolutely necessary, and therefore the wine should be put away, preferably for the Friday night kiddush.